the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here. Tom Crawford is going to be joining us, we hope, momentarily from McDonald Middle School, the pit, as he calls it, for East Lansing's blue and white scrimmage. 393-3700, 393-3700. Let's go out to our phones. Do we have Jerry with us? We don't have Jerry with us. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, Jack. Jack, I'm always with you. Okay? Even when I'm not really there.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
And you think you like Dave Jones? Believe me, I'm getting hysterical. I mean, it's like Davy Jones' locker. Maybe I could pay you to sit down and have a brat and a beer with this guy.
He's amazing. I tell you what, when I room with him at NCAA tournaments and Final Fours, as I have many years, you can't have more fun and not be arrested.
Yeah, he really is entertaining. It's really a jump ball between him and Mike Griffin. Those guys. You got good friends, Jack, and I've always thought generally that most journalists are overrated. Hint, hint. But when you put these guys on, you kind of restore my faith.
Thanks for the subtle reference there, Jer. I was going to say, if you sat down with Mike Griffith and David Jones and a pitcher of beer and a point of disagreement, you would have the best time that you've had in at least a decade.
Well, it's funny because years ago I was privileged enough to sit down at the time, in a similar situation for real life with Lynn Henning, George Blaha, and I forget who the third journalist was, but he was I think it was Drew,
okay.
In a restaurant. Just, again, honest to God, it was really, I'll tell you, it's an education. But at any rate, my friend, I'm not calling to talk baseball. Tom will be pleased.
That's good news.
Okay.
Detroit Tigers, by the way, 5 games under 500 now. Lynn Henning looks awfully smart.
Yes, he does. But they just ran out of gas. But it seems like I was mentioning this to Earl. Of course, Earl was on one of his fan bashing binges yesterday, so I had to get out and basically kind of defend the faith here. But I think Tom. Tom Izzo is probably where he thought he wanted to be a few years ago, Jack. It's just that he doesn't have all the he doesn't have the red carpet and all the rose petals yet. But in terms of what the juice and recruiting, the weight and the prominence of this program, I don't think it's ever been higher, Jack.
You think Michigan State's an elite program yet?
Uppercase. Yeah I do. I'm sorry. Please find me someone who'll make the argument against, because. Tom's been able to do it, with avoiding a lot of the minefields. Obviously, the Chris Allen thing. And Jack, correct me. Update me. Is Chris Allen the first player that has kind of mutually agreed, or Tom, to move on?
Oh, I don't know how mutual it was. It was a one-way decision.
Okay.
And it was a very necessary decision. And I don't want to go into it any more than that.
Sure.
But it's something that Michigan State had to do, given the circumstances.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking some MSU alums this past week, and you never want to lose, a fourth year senior,
right?
That's contributed, and yet I looked at that. I said, on the other hand, if you have an upperclassman that has problems and has baggage, it can be a cancer in the locker room and maybe even to the program.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Hey, Jared, thanks so much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, and say my best to Tom, Jack.
All right, we're going to bring him in right now, in fact, from McDonald Middle School, back with us to close the show. Tom Crawford. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Jack?
Well, what have you seen? How many games have the Trojans won already this morning?
Everybody's a winner today, or everybody's a loser. It depends on how you look at things. No, they're looking pretty good. I'm not smart enough to evaluate things. I'm here with Steve Fenimore, your good buddy, and Sam Tucker's out here, obviously watching his son Tyler play as well. So a lot of people out here. See, our Branstetter over here under an umbrella, keeping the sun out of his pretty mug. So we're having a great time out here. It's a family atmosphere out here at McDonald Middle School, also known as the Pit.
Speaking of family atmosphere, did you get a chance to hear David Jones?
No, Jack, I missed that, and I apologize for that, but What gems did he throw at Rich Rod's way this time?
Well, I think the highlight was that he said that John Beilein is a terrific coach that's going to do great things at Michigan.
Legitimately, he said that.
He did.
Really?
He did, yeah. He thought that Rich Rodriguez was a snake and a slime, and he thinks that John Beilein is a guy who's going to take Michigan places that fans don't imagine.
I think that would be
a couple of victories.
I think John Beilein is a great, ambassador type. He's obviously nobody to be ashamed about.
Just waiting for their Kevin Pitznoggle.
The Kevin Pitznoggles of the world aren't out there all the time, and I just am frustrated about the product on the court. And I just wonder if futuristically where these recruits are coming. I'm not really impressed by what's down the line, and the Michigan State just seems to pluck anybody they want to have. And with that in mind, that domination is going to continue, unfortunately.
Well, I love to come up with some statistics for you to chew on, Tom, and I have one this morning. A lot of times when people looked at Michigan, they're thinking of the old Michigan. And certainly, Michigan would never want to compare itself to Northwestern, other than maybe with a little bit of envy academically. But in terms of football competition, you wouldn't think of the two in the same category. But if you look at those two schools over, say, the last decade and a half, Northwestern has as many Big Ten titles, we're talking championships, in the last 15 years, as Michigan has conference victories in 16 tries the past two seasons.
Right. Well, there's no question. I mean, Northwestern, and that's why I'm always mesmerized. Well, they don't have the fan base, the following. They've been very successful.
Right.
And you talk about, how about Michigan State number of Big Ten titles compared to Northwestern in the last 20 years?
Oh, absolutely. Have won one since 1990, so... You know what that's like in basketball. You got to go back a little further than that. That's a long time.
Right, right. So, but we're going to find out real quick. We're going to find out 3 weeks from today how this ship is going to sail. And I'm hoping, obviously, I want the best for Michigan. But if things don't work out, it's time to move in it. New direction.
You just can't judge too soon. I know a lot of Michigan fans are saying, we'll know the Connecticut game. Last year, Michigan won five games, right? And they were 4-0.
This Connecticut team's a pretty good team. They got some great defensive players, and that would be a good win.
Michigan beat Notre Dame last year, read a lot of things about how this was a program-turning victory. Well, it turned around. It did a 360 instead of a 180.
Right. So. Well, Notre Dame on the road is different than playing Notre Dame at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with Brian Kelly, that'll be a huge win if Michigan pulls that off on September the 11th.
Tom, look forward to seeing you back in studio next week, and enjoy the rest of the scrimmage.
Thanks so much, Jack.
Want to thank all of our special guests today, Sexton High basketball coach Carlton Valentine and father of soon-to-be two college basketball players, Jamie Gent, a longtime Hazlett football coach and athletic director. I'll thank him for joining us, and congratulations on a great career. Amp Campbell, former Spartan standout, a cornerback, and now assistant coach at Western Michigan Broncos. John Borton, editor of The Wolverine, and appreciate him joining us, bring us up to speed. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press covering the Lions, and David Jones of the Harrisburg Patriot News. For our producer, Scott Eckersley, and my co-host, Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, saying, have a great day, everyone.